Today, I speak with Fiona Sullivan, a grade 11 student currently enrolled in Smithers Secondary School as well as Hazleton Secondary School. She recently moved to Smithers to pursue more wrestling opportunities. However, BC School Sports, the governing body that oversees school athletics across the province, says that she is ineligible to compete this year as their regulations state when you move to a new school district, you must allow for 1 year before competing at elite levels. But those rules are largely in place for bigger school districts with more students in the Lower Mainland, and Sullivan says that this is a flaw in BC school sport regulations, and fairer rules need to be applied for the North. Here's my conversation with Fiona Sullivan.
I'm Fiona Sullivan. I am originally from Hazleton, but I just moved to Smithers, and I'm back and forth between the two for schooling.
Okay, great, Fiona. Thanks for joining us. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of the struggles that you've been facing lately. Now, you're an athlete. As I understand it, you're a wrestler. But there's been some issues with you taking part in wrestling here in Smithers. Tell me a little bit about what you've been going through over the last number of months.
Yeah, so when I moved to Smithers, I was told partway through my volleyball season that I would not be able to participate in high-level competitions. And then we discovered that was for all my sports, not just volleyball. So we started fighting it a couple months ago, but they've just been denying it over and over again. We sent in appeals with tons of letters from high-powered people. Both of the schools are very supportive. People from the school district are very supportive. It's just BC School Sports and a couple people in there who don't think I'm eligible to compete. So we're doing this, the media thing. We didn't want to resort to this, but nothing else has been working, and we're hoping that this will get their attention and that they can understand that I'm not doing this. I didn't move to Smithers to, like, abuse the sport or be on a better team. I wasn't recruited. I moved here for not just sport opportunities, but for education opportunities as well.
So you mentioned that BC Schools is the one kind of putting up the roadblocks. Maybe explain a little bit more. What sports do you take part in? Kind of what's your wheelhouse of sports?
Yeah, so wrestling is my main sport, but I love my volleyball, my soccer, snowboarding, skiing, track. I play a few others that aren't involved in schools, like rodeo, stuff like that. And BC School Sports, their ruling is basically for the self, and it prevents, like, stacking teams for schools. But here, it just restricts kids in the North. As you know, we struggle with opportunity up here, so to prevent someone from moving is just a rule that needs to be, changed or overlooked for the North.
Now, you mentioned that you're from Hazleton and that you're going to school up in Hazleton and playing sports there as well. But Smithers is not that far away. It's only about 45 minutes, maybe, better part of an hour to Smithers. So why do you think there's such a discrepancy? And as I understand it, BC School Sports wants you to wait a year before you join any teams in Smithers. Is that correct?
Yeah. So they believe that even though it's such a small distance and the population isn't much different, they still think that the rule is applicable to me because I'm like I'm still not sure. They're not talking to me. They won't talk to Mandy. They're only talking to the media. But as far as I can tell, they just believe that I'm trying to abuse this rule and find a better team, which I'm not. For one, wrestling is an individual sport. It's not a team sport. And secondly, I'm not an exceptional wrestler, an exceptional volleyball player or soccer player. Like, I love this one and I think I'm good at it and everything, but it's not like I've been recruited or anything.
So what's your approach to this? How are you trying to bridge the gap? Obviously, sports is very important to you. Coming from a similar background, growing up in high school, I know how important sports and athletics are. So what are you trying to do to kind of bridge this gap and still take part in some of the sports that you're involved with?
Yeah, so I'm in the Canadian Sports Institution. It's a new institution that was brought to this year, and that's why I moved here. I was accepted to the program. So that just trained me specifically for my sport or just in general. as well. So I've been doing that to keep up with my sport levels and what I can do. And I'm still participating in local competitions as much as I can. I'm training with my wrestling coach from here. And it's just the competition aspect of it, which is incredibly important to me. That's why I do sports, is to compete. So there's just that aspect that we're trying to get across. And I understand, like, it might not work out for me. I might have to wait this year, even though I've waited 2 years because of COVID. And it seems ridiculous, but I understand, like, this rule might not work out for me, but I'm just hoping that for other kids in the North who want to find new opportunities and who need to leave their hometown to have better education, don't have to deal with this ridiculous rule and make them feel like they have no motivation or no support from BC school sports.
Now, Fiona, what grade are you in at the moment?
I'm in grade 11.
And obviously, you know, with only a couple of years left this year and next year left of high school, do you feel that this is impacting your academic but also your athletic dreams of, you know, possibly getting better, strengthening as an athlete and as a student?
Yeah, so in grade 9, I qualified for nationals, and I was all ready to go, and then COVID hit. And that prevented me already for a year and a half of my sport. And this year and next year are supposed to be, like, the top, like, this is when you want to commit to your sport. And I don't feel like I can have that commitment with this, like, rule hanging over my head preventing me from playing my sports. And that also comes into play with my academics, because next year, grade 12 is the hardest year. And if I'm trying to go from basically nothing, no competitions, nothing, to the top, like, to reach my goal in 1 year while not sacrificing my academics, that's going to be incredibly difficult for me.
I guess also, you know, Fiona, have you run into any other athletes that you may be training with or that you've played with over the years that are having the same issues?
Yeah, there's a couple kids that I know who have gone through this, and their sports, that wasn't their top priority in their schooling, so they got through it. I know someone who was in grade 10, so they missed their grade 10 year. But I also know, I don't want to go too deep into it because I don't know what they're comfortable with, but there was a young boy from Kelowna, I believe, who was fighting this, and it didn't work out for him. He was on the media as well, and it just kind of brought him down and made him feel like he couldn't really do it anymore. I really don't want kids to feel like that anymore.
You know, one of the points that was made in the press release that you and some of your advocates issued was the fact that here in northern rural BC, things are much different than down in the lower mainland or more populated areas where, you know, people have abused the system in this regard. But here it's different. We have small teams, we have small schools. You know, how do you feel this is going to play out, and what is your hope for the next weeks and months as you kind of navigate through this, waiting to get back into your sports?
Yeah, so I'm just hoping that they figure out this rule and they can make a new, possibly even new institution for the North, like BC School Sports North, something that's going to motivate kids here to do what they love. But for the next few months for me, I'm just going to keep training and keep my motivation up, because that's a struggle for me right now. But as long as I have the support of my family and my friends, which I do, and I have many coaches and school district people who are fully committed to helping me through this, I know it's going to work out. Whether it works out for me or another kid, it's eventually going to pay off. And that's my main goal.
And just lastly for you, Fiona, you know, I know that you've been working, especially in wrestling, for quite some time now. And it has been said that, you know, with some of these barriers, it's preventing you from perfecting your sport and even moving on to even levels into the Olympics, like we've seen with other members of the community who have gone on to compete at elite and high levels of sport. How do you feel about that? Do you feel that this is hindering your opportunities to be the best that you can be in your sport?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's almost impossible for a kid to miss out on 2 years of their sport and then have a third blocked by the people that are supposed to be most uplifting to you, and then jump from zero to 100 in 1 year. It seems almost impossible to reach. That's a big difficulty for me.
Well, Fiona, we thank you so much for sharing your story with us today, and we wish you all the best in your advocacy into the future here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was my interview with Fiona Sullivan, a grade 11 student currently enrolled in Smithers Secondary as well as Hazleton Secondary School. She moved to Smithers to pursue more wrestling opportunities, but has been denied access due to what she calls a flaw in BC school sport regulations. We'll bring you more on this story as it continues to develop.